I was told that in Brisk, where something was in the middle of a sugya, and then it comes Ben Azmanim. So they could be Mamish in the middle of a Tosis. We have Tomar, they're halfway through the question, and then the end is Shir, it's the last day of the Zman ends. So they say when the Zman resumes 3-4 weeks later, they don't even ask the question again. They just pick up reading from the last word. It's understood that everybody was pregnant, everyone was holding in the sink for the last 4 weeks. So we're not going to be as radical as that, but we'll try to just pick up ourselves right smack in the middle of what we left off a week plus ago. So we left off in the middle of the Sugya of Chatzis Shiur HaSimon HaTorah. So let's just recap for a moment just to get ourselves back into the swing of things. So basically what we came to the realization is that there are almost two different halachas that are really tugging at us in terms of eating pachas b'kashiyah. When we use the term chatzis shiur, we don't mean literally 50%. I mean anything less than the shiur shol, anything less than the kazayas, is halachically called chatzis shiur. So on the one hand, we have a halacha that tells us, which is a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that one is not subject to any onshin. There's no punishment, there's no kares, there's no malchus, nothing for eating less than a shiur of kazayas and machos asura. So on the one hand, we have the din of lack of onshin. On the other hand, we have another din screaming at us that chatzis shiur asur b'Torah. You're not allowed to eat it. The bottom line is it's also, and we paskin, that's also b'daraisa. So it's a little bit strange because how do we resolve these two halachas? We have to almost make up our minds, what does achila mean? Look up in the dictionary, define the word achila. So if the word achila means a kezayis, so then how could eating less ultimately be called eating treifas? If achila means less than a kezayis, so then how could Allah tell us eat achayv onish for it? L'maisa, I ate the chelav, I ate the chaz, I ate the chametz. So it's walking a tightrope in terms of definition of terms. Does the word achila mean kezayis? Does the word achila mean less than a kezayis? So the onshin is indicating that it's not called an achila, yeah? But chatzis shiur asur b'Torah is indicating that it is called an achila. So how do we make sense of that? So at the end of the shiur, right before we ended, so we pointed out that there seems to be two different opinions in the Ramban as to what the answer to that question is. Now one can understand in terms of lomdus, one of two ways to resolve this apparent contradiction. Either you could say that, briskavot, there are two definitions of achila. That achila doesn't mean the same thing all the time. That achila vis-a-vis onshin means X, and achila vis-a-vis isura means Y. And if I eat chatzis shiur of chelev, did I eat chelev? The answer is absolutely yes. Am I chayav the onesh for eating chelev? No. If I eat chatzis shiur nevelus, did I eat nevelus? Absolutely yes. I violated the isura of eating nevelus, no different than the fellow who ate an entire steak. So eating a morsel of nevela is the same isur achila vis-a-vis isurim as eating a kezayis. It's just that vis-a-vis onshin, the halachas part ways. But the isur achila of chazer, of chelev, of nevela, treves, etc. was violated, b'chol tokef, even eating less than a kezayis. Is that the pshat? What is the pshat? No. That the halacha Moshe Sinai has defined achila, and there's not a fancy razzle-dazzle to dinim, there's no brisk here. There's one definition of achila. Achila means kezayis. Eloa. There's another iser, an iser b'fnei atzmo, an iser totally separate and dependent iser called chatzis shiur asur b'Torah. You're not allowed to partake of even chatzis shiur, even though you're not violating chelev, and you're not violating chazer, and you're not violating nevela, because you ate less. What are you violating? Pinpoint it. I'm violating chatzis shiur asur b'Torah. That's the name of the iser. So it sounds like a very, very lomdish shaila, a very, very fine line. Again, we spoke a little bit about some of the nafkaminas in the previous year, but a very, very fine line in terms of lomdus. What is the nature of chatzis shiur asur b'Torah? Is chatzis shiur asur b'Torah an isur achila? It's the same old isur achila as nevelos, treifos, etc. Just no onshin. What do I say? No, it's not an isur achila. It's a brand new isur. The new isur is called chatzis shiur asur b'Torah. So chazetz terufe is the reason for the sisser. How did Chazal figure out the sisser? How did Chazal know there's such a thing called chazetz shiur asur b'Torah? So the reason why it's almost, some achrayim say it's almost like a siyag deraisa, is that the reason why the Torah asked this new sisser is because it's chazetz terufe, because if you're careless with this, you'll end up violating nevela. Right now you're not violating nevela. So chazetz terufe is not identifying it as the same aveira.
So it's talking about something else, even though it is
itself. Right, in itself is a different iser, right? The iser chatzis shiur is an iser b'fnei atzmo, it's a different nifrad. It's a separate dependent iser. The reason why it's also, it could be al tchazel
iserufe. So if it's a separate iser, it'd be considered like a regular lav?
Well, I can't even call it. I'm not even sure I can call it a lav. I'm not sure what to call it. So maybe. So well, there's no onus for it. Well, we know there's no onus for it. No matter how you slice it, there's no onus for it.
If it's a separate, there's no, like, you don't get eating on Yom Kippur, so if you eat chatzis shiur, you don't get that onish, but you
Well, there's no onus for other lavim. So you want to know in terms of being chozer b'tshuva, is it called the violation of a lav or called the violation of an isma for atzmo? I don't know. It's a hard. That would be a hard call.
But there's no
onus. There's no mean anyway because there's not going to be an onus. So a lot of this discussion revolves around the very, very cryptic statement of the Rambam on the sixth of the Ma'amar Kamos. So the Rambam in Hukos Chametz to Matzah has a startling statement, multiple levels of startling statement. So the Rambam says, "Ochel min haChametz atzmo bePesach kol shehu." The Rambam takes on the issue of Chatzis Shiur, specifically by Chametz, and the Rambam says, "Hareza osam min haTorah." Don't think that just because you ate a mere crumb of chametz, so you're not going to be over this or the rice. No. Eating chatzis shiur or chametz is a this or the rice. Now the Rambam is not talking about a crumb of chametz that's mixed into a big pot of kosher basic soup. That's tarovus chametz. That the rice is the rabbanus chametz with mashu. That's a whole other story that we spoke about in great detail. Here we're talking about I'm taking a piece of bread, a very bread. I'm standing by the washing section by the chassidus, and I'm taking a little piece of bread, less than a kazayas of bread. I'm eating a piece of chametz on Pesach, less than a kazayas. What's the din? Says the Rambam, is osman Torah. You violated an issur deraisa. Shenemar, this week's parsha, lo ye'ochel chametz. The Torah says that you're not allowed to eat chametz, apparently implying that even the smallest amount of chametz is also lo yeochel chametz, even the littlest bit. The Alpha Pichain, the Rambam is very quick to point out, ein chayef kores o korban. There are no ramifications, no consequences in terms of onshin, in terms of kores, in terms of being a korban. El al shiashu kizayis. The only time you're subject to punishment is only if you eat a kezayis. And by the way, what happens to you if you eat less than a kezayis? The oichel bachas b'kezayis b'meizim makas b'makas maridus. You get makas b'derabonon. Okay, that's not our sugi right now. What happens to b'derabonon? B'derais, that's clear that you violated nisim b'natar. The Rambam just quoted the pasuk. It's a nisim b'derais, yes, but onish no. So at first glance, why did I accuse this Rambam of being a cryptic Rambam? This is a pashut Rambam. The Rambam said the din that we all know already. We've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks. That there's an issa deraisa chatzishia. There's no onish, no malchus, no kares, no carbon. What did the Rambam say that was so mechudish? What the Rambam said what was so mechudish is if the Rambam would have just said ha'ochem min haChametz asav beis haKosher raise asav min haTorah ve'enu chayv kares, that would have been wonderful. What is problematic with this Rambam is that why did the Rambam quote a pasuk shenema lo ye'ochel chametz? So this Rambam is problematic on multiple levels. First of all, the Rambam is problematic. Is that why does the Rambam need a pasuk? The necessity of quoting a pasuk indicates that there's something very mechudosh about to happen here, something that we never would have known before. The Rambam is opening up Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, and Hilchos Chametz to Matzah, and telling me, let me tell you a pasuk to teach you a din that you wouldn't have known on your own. I wouldn't have known this on my own. I went to the Rabbi Shabbat Shuvah Drasha this year. He already spoke about Chatzis Shiur Asam Torah. I already learned Tiyah B'chazik where the Chatzis Shiur. We learned Daf Yomi Maseches Yuma Chatzis Shiur Torah. Everybody knows Chatzis Shiur Asam Torah. Chatzis Shiur Asam Torah by Yom Kippur. Chatzis Shiur Asam Torah by Nevelos and Trefus and by Chaylev. You do them before some already. Whether it's based on Kol Chaylev, whether it's based on Chazat Zeru, whatever the lomdus and the reasons and the svaras are, the bottom line is it's already an established fact that Chatzis Shiur Asam Torah, which the Rambam himself tells us in other places. So if the Rambam already knew, and we're already smart enough to know that Chatzis Shiur Asam Torah, so Krel Hameli, what are you posting for? What's the Chiddush? Manish no pun intended. Manish Tana Bichos Chometz that the Rambam felt the necessity to tell us some kind of a grandiose Chiddush. The Chatzis Shiur Asam Torah. That's problem number one. Problem number two: if for whatever reason the Rambam felt compelled somehow that Chometz requires a pasuk, this is probably the worst possible pasuk to quote. Why? Lo ye ochel chometz. Don't eat chametz. Wait a second. Rabbi, check the word achila in Halachapedia for a second. Achila means kezayis. So what do you mean lo yochel chametz? This is the mark of a chatzis shiur. This is not a good mark of a chatzis shiur. If anything, this is the antithesis of a mark of a chatzis shiur. So if you want a pasuk of a chatzis shiur, quote me a pasuk kol chametz. Call me kol chaylev. Call me something else. Don't quote me a pasuk lo yochel chametz. Ein achila pachas bekezayis. So the Rambam is difficult no matter which way you slice it. The Rambam is difficult because what do you need a pasuk for? And the Rambam is difficult, imtum tzalom, for some deep, dark secret, you need a pasuk. This is not the right pasuk to quote. So this is not my kasha. Ready? Both of these questions are presented by the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah, the top of the back of the page, by the Shulchan Aruch, by the Beis Yosef, also wrote the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah says, kashali, lamali krab chametz v'pesach, b'choli sun shemitara kam l'chatzis matara. Number one, we already know chatzis matara. Those are sugyas in Maseches Yuma. The old kasha, di mikra, and if you're going to tell me for some reason you need a pasuk, If I can't, we should have learned the opposite. The lo ye'achol shirachila mashma. That if anything you're going to learn from this pasuk, it should have led you to the opposite conclusion. So the Kesavish has two words to say about this. Rav Tzachian, he doesn't know what the answer is. He's not Tzachian, he's not sure what this is all about. So comes the Mishnah Melech. It's a long, long piece. We're not going to read the whole thing inside, but the Mishnah Melech makes reference to an Acharon. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. Rabbi Mizrahi wrote a few different svarim, one of the earlier Acharonim. He quotes Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, who says Pshat, who says a beer in this Rambam to address both of the questions of the Kesef Mishnah. Says Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, this is a throwback to Achakir, to our Shaila. We wanted to know what's the nature of the din. On the one hand, you're not chayv onesh for less than a shir. On the other hand, chatz shir osim b'torah. So we raised the lamdish question in the name of the Ramban. Is the Isra of Chatz Shir an Isra of that Isra itself? Is it an Isra Achilas Chelev? Is it an Isra Achilas Nevela? Is it an Isra Achilas Treifus? Is that what it is? It's just vis-a-vis Hilchos Onshin, it's not called Achila, but vis-a-vis Yisum, it is called an Achila Shlema. Or do I say, no, it's not called Achilas Chazer. It's a new Isra. It's called an Isra Mifratzbo, an Isra Chodosh, Mamashesh Mirayan, called Chatz Shir Asmatar. Says Rabbi Mizrahi, that's what the Rambam is addressing. When the Rambam said that the reason why you can't eat chatzis shiur in chometz, the Rambam pegged it onto the pasuk of lo ye'achol chometz, the Rambam did not mean to say there's anything different about chometz. The Rambam's kavanah was not to say, gee, chometz is new and something special and some special necessity for pasuk. No. The Rambam is just simply recording the regular, plain old din of chatzis shiur asmir Torah. And the Rambam is simply informing you that if a person eats, if a person eats chatzis shiur, you want to know what prohibition he's violating. So don't tell me a story that he's violating some new isser, like we wanted to suggest. That's wrong. That side of the chakir is incorrect. You know what the name of the isser is? The isser is not eating chomich, which happens to be the same isser as not eating kazayis also. It means the same way the Torah says don't eat an entire pizza pie on Pesach, the Torah says don't take a small crumb of bread on Pesach either. It's the same isser. The Kesef Mishnah thought that the Rambam is quoting you some achudish tekakzerasakosav, some new pasuk, some razzle dazzle new source to ask the chatzis shiur. No, it's not a new pasuk to ask chatzis shiur. The Rambam is just highlighting, just recording to you that, by the way, the same way that when you eat chatzis shiur of nevela, you're violating nevela, and you eat chatzis shiur of chelev, you're violating chelev. When you eat chatzis shiur of chametz, by the way, you're violating chametz as well, as it says, lo yachol chametz, and therefore.
Can you say this is just a funny achila?
That's the second part of what he's about to say. And they say, and then you ask a kasha, the Kesef Mishnah is hakanis with a kasha, and saying, wait a second, lo yochel is shir achila mashma. No, lo yochel is shir achila mashma vis a vis korbanos, vis a vis onsh, vis a vis koris and malchus, but vis a vis the isra achila, it's kolshul mashma. So the answer to both of the questions of the Kesef Mishnah, says Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, is that we read too much into the Rambam. We saw Rambam, we got our thinking caps on, we started to think like, oh, what's the Chiddush of the Rambam? The Rambam's telling you some razzle-dazzle Chiddush and Chometz, and we didn't understand the necessity for that Chiddush, and we didn't understand the Pasuk serving as the source of that Chiddush. The answer is, there's no Chiddush. The Rambam's not saying anything. The Rambam's just saying, and by the way, if you eat Chatzis Shiur, you violated the Isser of eating Chometz and Pesach, like any other Chatzis Shiur, and there's no new Pasuk for it, there's no Chudashik Pasuk for it, it's the same as everything else. So we looked too much for the Rambam, says Rabbi Mizrahi. The Rambam wasn't saying all that much. The Rambam is just simply relating to us the regular, plain, old Isser Achilas Chometz, which happens to also be true by Chatzis Shiur.
In the case of Chometz, don't we have a special masha
who is? Oh, so that masha, those are all chumas midirabon. That means chametz when it's with taroves, mixed it with other things. I'm talking about eating that crumb of bread, separate, and as a separate entity. However, it comes to Nedib Yehuda and has a radically different reading of this Rambam. Whereas the Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi and the Mishnah Melech toned the Rambam down and said, the Rambam didn't really mean to tell us all that much. Says in Nedib Yehuda, no. The Rambam meant to tell us an awful lot. Rambam came to tell us a tremendous chiddush. What's the chiddush of the Rambam? So the Nebuta goes back to the drawing board. He says, we had a kasha in the Rambam, and we said, why does the Rambam need a pasuk to tell me chatzis shiur? Everybody knows chatzis shiur in the Torah. We learned Masechet Yuma, we learned the Sukkot, we know chatzis shiur in the Torah. Manishtar, what's the chiddush of chametz? To which Rabbi Leo was Rachel Mishnah Melech said, what's the Chiddush? Nothing. It's the same as everything else. No, says the Nevi Yehuda. It's a huge Chiddush. It's a tremendous Chiddush. It's an eye-opening Chiddush. What's the opening Chiddush? Says the Nevi Yehuda, let's go back literally to the drawing board. What made Chatz Yisheir Asa Min HaTorah? So as Riel referenced the Gemara knew before, the two magic words, Chazal Tzitzit. The engine that's driving Chatz Yisheir Asa Min HaTorah is the ability that in a moment's time, this could become Shir Shalim. So I'm sitting down and I had a half a kezayis of chaylev. So the halacha screams at me and says, you, Gevalt, what did you do? You're reading a Chatz Yisheir. In 1 second, it's going to become a Shir Shalim. That's the Yisr. That's the Svar. That's the mokor, so to speak, for the Yisr. We spoke a little bit about, is that really the mokor? Is that the mokor that explains the pasuk? But at the end of the day, chazlitz terufi, those two words are critical in terms of Chatz Yisheir. It has to be chazlitz terufi. Says in Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to draw you the following picture. The guy's a real this. You need a real lamdan who's a shtickle rush also. A real rush who's a shtickle lamdan. He's sitting by. We'll put him in Eretz Yisrael, so we'll make it easy. We won't confuse anybody. But it's fake in the Yoma. It's Shvi Shel Pesach, and Shkia is 5:37. Shvi Shel Pesach. So the guy decides like this. I want to eat pizza now. Unlike the rest of Klai Yisrael who are going to wait for the extra hour for all the pizza stores to open up and stand in the line for 6 hours and wait for my pizza. It was interesting. Somebody told me that one of the non-Jews who works in one of the pizza stores, I don't know if it's here or another community, said that they were always under the impression, all these years they were working that Motzoi Pesach shift, they were always under the impression that the holiday of the Jews is that they don't eat for a week. They fast for a week because they come with such a venom to eat that pizza they could. And somebody explained to them, everyone's doing quite well for that week. You can check the waistlines after a week of Pesach. You couldn't be masik. Why the rush at 11 o'clock at night to have a slice of pizza? So this fellow doesn't want to wait till Matzah Yom Tov. He's going to jump the gun and eat the chametz at 5:35. You know, Yom Tov is not over till 5:37. Again, we'll leave out the shkia tzeis. Assuming Yom Tov, the end of Yom Tov is 5:37. So he's going to jump the gun already and eat at 5:35. Why do you pick 5:35? Listen to this lumnus, he said. I'm going to start the chomp away at 5:35, knowing full well that I can't even get the kezayis in before shkia if I wanted to. I will make it 5:36. He's very close. He's on the buzzer. He's eating chatz yisheir bechi ha'gavna, that it won't be chazlitz terufei. It is physically impossible to be chazlitz terufei. We'll put the guy by ni'ila. It's otot, Yom Kippur is about to end. He can't wait anymore. He starts to eat 30 seconds before Yom Kippur is over. He'll never reach the shir anyway. He just underwent chazlitz. We've listed his lambda. He's eating his pizza in a way that won't be chazlitz terufei. So he says, ayeh in the Gemara and Masechas Yuma that says, the reason why chatz yisheir has also been a terufei because of chazlitz terufei. Aha, I outsmarted the halacha. It doesn't speak to me, chazlitz terufei. That's what the Rambam comes and says. No. The nature of the Isser of Chatz Yisheir and Chometz is a different Isser Lagamre. It's not based on the words of Chazitz Terufei. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that it's Asser anyway. It's an independent Isser. You know why it's Asser? Because Lo Ye'ochel Chometz. There's a special Xeris HaKosov that says that Chometz is different from other Isserim. All other Isserim, everything hinges upon Chazitz Terufei. If it's Chazitz Terufei, yeah, Nish Chazitz Terufei, maybe no. Kamash Malon Le'ochel Chometz. Don't play any games, mister. Chometz is Asser even Chatz Yisheir. Even in a situation where Chazitz Terufei fails you, it's still also Le'ochel Chometz. That's the point that I'd be this. That answers the first question of the Kesef Mishnah. Why the need for the Pasuk? But what about the second question? What does the Pasuk say? If at the end of the day, Achila means Kedayas, how in the world can we steal this Pasuk of Le'ochel Chometz and plug it into this Meshunadika case? The fellow is eating in a way where he's not subject to the rules, not governed by Chazitz Terufei. How could Lo Yochel Chometz mean that? Says in Rebbe Yehuda, it's based on a second meaning of the word Lo Yochel Chometz. There happens to be another Rambam based on a Gemara in the second Berachah Maseches Pesachim that teaches us that Lo Yochel Chometz happens to be the source that you're not allowed to be neh from chometz as well. You're not allowed to derive benefit from chometz. I can't feed the chometz to my dogs, can't sell chometz to the guy, make money off it. Chometz is also benefit. How do you know that? Lo ye'ochel chometz. It doesn't say lo sochel chometz. Lo ye'ochel with a loshen riboy. Any type of activity that's somewhat shape related to eating, even if you're not literally physically eating, it's not going down the tube, but you're being nenem chometz, that's also called lo ye'ochel chometz. So comes in the Rebbe and puts the two Rambams together. Comes in the Rebbe and says, you want to know why you're not allowed to eat chatz yisheir of chametz min haTorah, nothing to do with chatzitz terufa. You want to know why? Because even though you're not eating chametz by having chatz yisheir, what are you doing? you're being nana mechametz. I am enjoying that piece of pizza, small piece, but I'm still enjoying it. When is there a shir kizayis of din Yehuda? That's a din in achila. But whenever something is formulated in terms of nisr hanah, for hanah there's no shir. We don't find any din of shir shalom vis-a-vis hanah. So it comes in and says the Rambam reads like a charm. So we'll go back to the Rambam again, back to the sixth of the Rambam Kamas. A person who eats even the smallest amount of chametz on Pesach, we're about to say you're in violation of something. Don't tell me a story about Chatzis Shiras Minatora, because that's not always going to work, because the guy could figure out a kunz how to eat it in a way where that svar doesn't apply. He eats it at the last second. Says the Rambam, no. Under all circumstances, culture, even the smallest amount, harayz asa ben atara. Why should never lechem chametz? And the Rambam is saying, in effect, ayin sham. The Rambam himself says a little bit earlier that loy achem chametz includes the yisr hanah. And once we're dealing in the realm of yisr hanah, then all bets are off. Then all shirim are off. So according to the Nevi Yehuda, the Rambam is saying something very mechudish about chametz. Not like Rabbi Leibniz Rach and the Mishnah Melech who toned the Rambam down. No, the Rambam is saying something very, very mechudish. So Hayotzim and Advarim, we had a Shaila, we wanted to know, what is the nature of the Yisr of eating Chatzishir? Is it a violation of an Isser Achila of that Isser, or is it some kind of newfangled Isser? So the answer depends who you ask. According to the Mishnah Melech and the Rebbe Elam Mizrachi, it's part of the old Isser. It's the same Isser, same as the Isser of eating Kazayis. More Kazayis, less Kazayis, it's all the same Isser Achila, just they part ways a little bit in terms of Onshin. And the Rebbe Elam Mizrachi read that into this Rambam. The Rebbe didn't read anything like that in the Rambam. Not Kemecha Mizrach Vemayrov. The Rebbe had a totally different reading of the Rambam, because according to the Rebbe, the Chatzis Shir is an Isser Bifnei Atzmo. It's a separate, independent Isser. It's governed by the rules of Chazlitz Terufei. When Chazlitz Terufei applies, it applies. When Chazlitz Terufei doesn't apply, it breaks down. By Chametz, there's a quirk, there's a special pasuk Lo Yachal Chametz, because Chametz is Asmanah, therefore it doesn't lend itself to the leniency of Chatzis Shir. So when all the dust settles, the answer to our question, what is Chatzis Shir? Is Chatzis Shir an Isser Bifnei Atzmo? Was Chatzis Shir part of the original Isser? It all depends on the Gedol Yacharonim's different readings of this Rambam.
How does the Nadav Yehuda know that Lo Yachal means that if there's not time for Chazalitz Terufit to happen, that you're still you could say, like let's say, by Hilchos Shabbos, right? If you do a Malacha with 10 seconds.
Wait, okay. You're already jumping the show. You get the next Mar Mokum, the seventh Mar Mokum, Shabbos, and Dalal B'Dalal. We placed you perfectly. Okay, we're about to talk about Shabbos in a second. So Inochanami, the Nedbi Huda, because the Nedbi Huda was like Azriel. He took the Gemara seriously. Chazalitz Terufit. So he said, if it's not Chazalitz Terufit, there's no Isser. So now we need the pasuk, the necessity of the pasuk. Lo Yachal is saying, don't tell me Bubba Maitz about Chazalitz Terufit. When you're learning Chelem and other things, then you can talk the story of Chazalitz Terufit. But if you're talking about Chametz, the words Chazalitz Terufit are not on the radar screen. It's an Isser Achilus Chametz, but for the Atma, end of discussion.
Why is he a Malkus then?
Why shouldn't you get Malkus? Oh, so this is the Rambam Shittasa, because the Rambam happens to hold that you never get Malkus for Hanoh. The Rambam has a unique sheet in Masechet and Sugyos of Masechet Pesachim that you only get Malkus for the Iker Achila, which is Achila. Isra Noah never gets Malkus according to the Rambam, which is works. Forget what you said, it was a riot to me. That since it's the nature of the Isra of Chatzis Shir is basically an Isra Noah, that's not why there's no Malkus. So up until this point, we've been talking about the nuances and the lumdas and the different ways of understanding what Chatzis Shir is or is not. But we have been limiting ourselves to the realm of Achilas. We've been talking about basically the laws of what you're not allowed to eat. We started out with Yom Kippur, and we moved out to Chelev, and now we branched out to Chametz. But everything until this point has been revolving around Achilas, because those are the only places where the Gemara explicitly speaks about Chatzis Shir. But wait a second, the concept of Shiurim applies in other areas of Halacha also. There are other areas of Halacha that are governed by Shiurim. Let's say, L'moshal Chashabbos. If a person cooks on Shabbos, so if you cook a tiny, one molecule of food, you're not chayev skila for that. There's a shear of how much you have to cook on Shabbos. There's a shear of how much you have to carry on Shabbos. There's a shear of how much you have to do a teichin on Shabbos. Those are sugi shleimus in Masechet Shabbos. Anyways, halacha l'moshe mesidna, many of the details as to what's considered to be the shear of halacha Shabbos. So now we have to raise a whole new question. What would the din be if I cooked less than a shear? I cooked a piece of it. I took a raw piece of meat and cooked it on Shabbos, but I took less than the shear. I didn't tell you yet what the shear is. The shear happens not to be a kezias. The shear happens to be a gregaris. Gregaris is the amount of a dried fig. So this is halacha Moshe Mesida, the Gemara says, that if you cook more than a dry fig, you're chayef, less than a dry fig, you're a potter. The shear gregaris was the shear that was said for all the malachas on Shabbos vis-a-vis achila. So let's say if a person does tochen, he grinds on Shabbos, or he does bayir, or he does any malach that involves food, so the shir, kachne malach mashina, the shir is gregeris. So the same way we have a shir of kezayis vis-a-vis isuri achila, we have a shir of gregeris vis-a-vis isuri Shabbos. There's a fascinating tshuva that appears in one of the Gaonim that raised the question. He says, one of the Gaonim was asked, he said, you know, we find all these shiurim in halach and Torah, there's a shiur for Hilchos Tumah, a shiur for Hilchos Achilah, there's a shiur for Hilchos Shabbos, and all the shiurim are involving almost like these natural kinds of things, like Hilchos Tumah is a shiur of a rimon, and Hilchos Yom Kippur is a shiur of a date, and Hilchos Shabbos is a shiur of a gregeris, and Hilchos Achilah is a shiur of a kezayis. Everything revolves around fruit and around natural kinds of things. How come the Torah didn't give a shiurim like we're used to talking? Like talking inches, talking meters, I don't know, whatever. Everything revolves fruit. So that's what the Ga'anim, one of the Ga'anim responded, the reason why the Torah formulated that way is because these shirim don't change. It means a rimon is always a rimon, and a zayis is always a zayis, and a gregeris is always, everything is always the same. So if you're going to start to give shiurim in terms of other things, it's going to change from time to place. So the Torah wanted to give you a standard that's going to be able to be applied. Whether you live in Poland, you live in Tehran, you live in Iraq, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you live in France, wherever you live, you can yank an olive off the tree, and there are different kinds of olives. That's true, the Gemara says, but the shiur was given for a zayis beinoni. So wherever you live, take three olives, a little big, medium, and small, look for the medium-sized olive approximately, that's the Sheva Kezayis. So that's something that will never, ever change. So it's interesting because the later Acharonim, when we're Orer, that this tshuva that appears in the Godim seems to undermine a basic Yisrael Ruchel Shurim, that was a big machlekes aposkim about whether the Shurim changed. Now we're all familiar with the Nebi Yehuda, the famous Chumrah, but the Nebi Yehuda claimed that all the Shurim of Achir that we have today have to all be doubled. Because he claimed, based on his experiments and all his different math, it came out that he claimed that the beitzim got smaller, b'zman hazeh. That if the beitzim are smaller than the beitzim, the zman hazal, our kezayis is a reflection of a ratio to a kebeitza, so everything is smaller. So it's the Nedim Yehuda that was one that was responsible for making us eat twice the amount of matzah in Pesach. Everything got doubled based on his regimen. So some achrarim accepted the Nedim Yehuda, and other achrarim said the whole thing is not true. So some were oh, wait a second, the Gaonim already said 1,000 years earlier, they already said it can't be. Shurim can't change. Rav Moshe wouldn't have given us a shiur, it's something that fundamentally changed. So again, there are different opinions about whether we should or should not accept this Nedim Yehuda. But back to that story, the Rav of Shabbos, there's also a shiur, the shiur is gregeris. So comes the Gemara Masech Shabbos in the middle of a different context, different sugya. The Gemara throws out a question, v'chimut the seventh of Rav HaKoymas, v'chimut the lafais l'boi b'yoyim, v'chimut the lavashel l'boi b'yoyim. So the Gemara is talking about, are you allowed to cook if you want to eat that food today? So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. You can't cook for today, you can't cook for tomorrow, you can't cook at all on Shabbos. So the Gemara continues, and then the Gemara says to the second line, Masav yos chimut the lafas pachas v'kashir. Would anyone in their right mind ever say that you're allowed to cook less than the shir? Are you talking? That's crazy to say you can cook less than a gregeris. So that phrase, the Gemara, v'chimut the lafas pachas v'kashir, the Gemara thought that was absurd. It's lo yitochei devar kaze, that should be mutter to cook less than a shir. So let's challenge that line of the Gemara. Why not? Maybe it is. What do you mean, v'chimutter? How could it be? Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it is. What prompted Chazal to think that was such a milsa de pshita? It's as obvious as the fact that you can't cook for breakfast for lunch, so too you can't cook for breakfast for lunch. Why not? Hopefully tomorrow we have to pick up from this point to see what was munach, what was behind the scenes to that question in the Gemara, and how is that going to impact on our sugya of Pachas Mashiach, because we're about to take Pachas Mashiach out of the Rabbah Machilos into other areas of Halacha, and hopefully tomorrow we'll see how far that takes us.